At the March 12th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Lynn Bostic introduced and congratulated the PCHS Lady Warrior basketball team, who had made it to the state Class A playoffs, head coach Mike Kane, as well as assistant coaches Tim McClung, Chloe Schaffner, and Shannon Arbogast. Although the team lost their first round game in the playoffs to Cameron High School earlier in March by a score of 64-27, the 8th-seeded Lady Warriors were big underdogs to the number 1-seeded Cameron Dragons. The Dragons went on to win the state single-A championship by beating 5th-ranked James Monroe High School and number 2-ranked Gilmore County High School. As Bostic pointed out, the Lady Warriors have every reason to be proud that they had a winning season and reached the state finals as one of the top 8 single-A teams. Bostic also introduced the winners of the county spelling bee. The first place winner was Nathan Jones from Greenbank Elementary Middle School, and in second place was Bailey Goodwin from Marlinton Elementary School. Prior to the start of the meeting, the second and final public hearing on the proposed 2024-2025 school calendars was held. This year, instead of proposing just one school calendar for next school year, a committee of staff, administrators, and parents developed 3 different calendars, which will be sent out to staff and parents to vote on which one they prefer. The biggest differences are the starting and ending dates for the school year and the dates for spring break. Calendars number 1 and number 3 set the first day of the school year for students for August 15, 2024. Calendar number 2 sets the opening day of school as August 19, 2024, because a number of parents have said they don't want school to begin until after the West Virginia State Fair in Lewisburg ended. Regarding the last day of classes for the school year, calendar number 1 sets that last day for May 30, 2025, while calendar number 2 sets it for June 5, 2025, and calendar number 3 sets the last day of school to be on May 29, 2025. Regarding spring break, calendar number 1 sets an earlier than usual spring break for March 31 through April 4, 2025. Calendar number 2 sets spring break to run from April 18th through April 25th, which is from Good Friday through the week after Easter, while calendar number 3 schedules spring break from April 11th through April 21st, 2025. Easter Sunday in 2025 will be on April 20th. Bostic also announced that the governor has directed the School Building Authority, or SBA, to approve all of last year's needs applications which have been denied, which includes the county schools receiving money for the PCHS gym floor and some towards electrical improvements at PCHS. In addition to approving routine financial reports at the meeting, the members also approved the following: for Chris Consulting to have an extra 5 days to provide support, technical assistance, and coaching to high school career and technical education, or CTE, instructors and administrators. A memorandum of agreement with the Pocahontas County Extension Service Committee. The sample plan document, Section 125 agreement, which deals with employees' medical benefits. This is done annually. They approved having Wendell Architecture examine the facilities at PCHS to determine needed projects to submit to the SBA for their annual needs application. They approved the March 5th and 6th overnight trip for the Lady Warrior basketball team to go to the girls' state basketball tournament in Charleston. This was done retroactively. They approved making an application to the SBA for a major improvement plan to make additional electrical updates at PCHS, possibly including solar panels. They approved next year's levy rates, which are unchanged from the current ones. They approved Hope X-Line as a parent and community volunteer at Marlinton Elementary School. And they approved the recommended personnel actions. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.